Okay, we are back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and we are inside the Quicken Loans Studios and the NBA Conference Finals. Hey, they continue on. And in our next segment, we're going to take a look back and celebrate and also examine the legendary career of number 23. That, of course, is Michael Jordan, world-class athlete. In my opinion, the best of the best. Just to recap, six-time NBA champ, five-time MVP, and, of course, a basketball Hall of Famer. So we have invited on well-known basketball journalist Roland Lazenby, who has just released an in-depth book about MJ that is, I will say, absolutely captivating and the ultimate book on Michael. It is a must-read, a definitive biography. It's so good to have you with us, Roland, on this Friday night. How are you?
I'm doing great, Elissa. You doing well?
I'm doing fantastic. Friday nights, we always have a lot of fun, and we want to welcome you into YSR. So congratulations on the book. When I got it in the mail, I couldn't believe it. 677 pages. I thought you provided a complete portrait of MJ, and not just about his success and the fame and the glory on the court, but a good portion of the book provides insight and things I didn't know in terms of his family history. We're going to get into that in just a minute, but I want you to first set the stage for our national audience, talking a little bit about your background, your relationship with Michael Jordan, because you spent 30 years covering MJ in college and the NBA.
Right. I covered him his sophomore year in the Atlantic Coast Conference. And then I went from there to writing about pro basketball. And I actually picked him up in the late 80s. I was working covering the Detroit Pistons. So I got to cover all of the showdowns between Jordan and the Pistons. And those were dynamic events. And then I went and began covering the Bulls. And the Chicago Tribune hired me to do the Bulls' 1993 championship booklet. And so from there, I began doing all these different Bulls-related projects, culminating in 1998 in a book I did on the breakup of the Bulls called Blood on the Horns.
Mm-hmm. Roland Lazenby is with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And so as I've gone through your book, you had access to many of Michael's coaches, his friends, his teammates, family members. And as you were just talking about, you've already spent so much time covering him. What were your expectations with this particular book? Because when you pulled back the curtain on him, were there some surprises and some aspects about Michael Jordan that you didn't know?
Many things. And, you know, I really began with the idea that Michael was such an impressive guy in so many ways. I was always asking myself, where did this cat come from? And I began to wonder, someone like Michael Jordan doesn't just happen. He's the product of generations. He was a very fierce guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, who were his people and what were they doing during Jim Crow when things were absolutely impossible for African Americans, particularly in North Carolina, a state that had more Klan members than all the other southern states combined?
And you talked about what the four generations of North Carolina ancestors before him, the moonshiners, the hard workers, and you really explored those intimate details about Michael Jordan's childhood.
Right. Well, and the connections are funny in different ways. His great-grandfather, Dawson Jordan, stood 5'5", and was a very muscular man.
Really?
Yes, and he lived until Michael was 14, and he ruled the Jordan family. But he was the original tongue, that tongue of concentration that James Jordan, Michael's father, picked up, that Michael picked up and became so famous for. It was Dawson Jordan, this fierce little man. He was crippled, probably from polio, living along the river, but he was just a very fierce guy. He was a logger, and he was rafting logs down the river to Wilmington, and he was a moonshiner of repute.
Roland Lazenby with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, best-selling author that has just released the new book about Michael Jordan. It is titled Michael Jordan, The Life. And I think curiosity on my part, when you talk about MJ, this world-class athlete, I've always wondered, you know, what motivated him, that driven, that competitive spirit, and that insatiable appetite for success. I mean, he had that alpha male and has that alpha male personality, but help us fully understand MJ and where that all comes from.
Well, you know, a lot of it, according to family members and some other observations, a lot of it began when Michael was a little guy, 7, 8, 9 years old. His brother Larry was 11 months older. Larry was much like his father, very mechanically inclined. Michael was not. But his father, James Jordan, was greatly irritated by this, and there was a sizable amount of fatherly disapproval. In fact, James Jordan challenged young Michael's masculinity over the issue, and obviously this is one of the things that has been a linchpin of the Jordan legacy. He challenged his father in return, and that time sort of hardwired him for all the sort of fierce competitiveness, this take-no-prisoners approach he's always had.
You know, and Roland, I'm glad you bring that up, because I want to hear some more about the dynamic with the father-son relationship with MJ and his dad, because as you were saying, that he was disapproving of him as a young man. Why was that? Why was he so demanding?
Well, you know, James Jordan had also faced a disapproving father. It led him to be very close to his grandfather, Dawson Jordan, and that's even where James Jordan picked up the tongue that Michael ended up making famous.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, sometimes those things run in strains in families, and James Jordan was a man of achievement in his own right. Coming out of the 1950s in North Carolina, he was a mechanic. He knew how to fix a tractor from age 10. He went into the Air Force and served, and then later got training to work at the GE plant. He went to New York to get the training. And so he was a person of accomplished technical skills and someone who was part of a new generation of African Americans in the South hoping for better treatment, better days.
Roland Lazenby is with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, and of course has just released the new book, Michael Jordan, The Life. Roland, we do want to pause and encourage all the listeners to go out and get a copy of their book. Where can they go and do that?
Well, you know, the book supposedly is everywhere.
Indeed it is.
By that, I mean it's obviously at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, various chains. It's available online and also in bookstores. And please always remember those independent bookstores. They are so important to our country.
Okay, so Roland, when we talk about Michael's relationship with his father, I thought it was interesting, too, in the book that you said each accomplishment, for talking about Michael Jordan, he achieved was a battle cry for defeating his father's negative opinions of him. Can you expound on that?
Yes, you know, very early in the game, Michael went on to become a very good Little League player. He later had a failure in Babe Ruth League ball, but he became this very good high school player his junior year. And it was obvious to those around him that James Jordan had a lot of affection for his son, and perhaps Michael understood that. But on another level, the one that mattered the most, he really didn't have a sense of that. And plus, James Jordan was so angry because Michael refused to work. He worked exactly 1 week in his entire adolescence. He worked cleaning the pool at a local hotel.
Uh-huh.
The thing that amazes me, Michael worked just 1 week, and yet the pay stub from that 1 week of work is in the Cape Fear Museum on the
wow.
North Carolina coast.
Wow. You know, I have to mention, too, it was his actually Michael's big brother, Larry, who was the one that was infatuated with basketball. He was the one that really did want to work at it, correct?
He did. And yet, and he was much stronger than Michael. Michael was taller and reed thin. They sort of looked like twins, except for those differences. And they battled furiously every day, every day. And these were titanic battles. They were perhaps brotherly wars, but there was more emphasis on war than there was brotherly. It was really very tough. George Mumford, the Bulls team psychologist, said that those wars were sort of how Jordan viewed every team relationship from that point on. He would go onto rosters at the University of North Carolina with the Bulls, and he was always looking to smash his teammates in one-on-one. James Worthy, who was a junior at North Carolina when Michael came there as a freshman, said, "Michael was a bully, and he bullied me."
And I definitely want to get into that. We got to step aside for a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with much more. Roland Lazenby, best-selling author that has just released the new book, Michael Jordan, The Life. We definitely want to encourage you to go out and get a copy of that. And we will be right back with much more with Roland Lazenby at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.